it's here and now. For the first time ever, a university is offering athletic scholarships to kids who are good at a video game. The League of Legends multiplayer video game, to be specific. And it's happening at Robert Morris University in Chicago, where Kurt Melcher is associate athletic director. He's the one who came up with the idea. And Kurt, let's start by listening to a little bit of sound from League of Legends. And in this clip, Kurt, we're watching a purple guy running through a bleak planet. There are bombs exploding around him, and he's carrying a book. How is that a sport, playing that game?
Well, you know, it's not a sport as in traditional sports. You know, and our school has those, football, basketball, all those. It's an e-sport, so it's played 5v5. You're part of a team. Your character has a specific role on that team. There's a lot of strategy involved, and it's very detailed into how to be successful. So it makes a lot of sense to offer it as part of our athletic setting.
Yeah, but there's no physical activity involved.
Right. There's no physical activity, but we also offer scholarships for our bowling teams. We do so for our choir and our band. So there, you know, each of them has a level of physical ability and also a level of skill. And certainly League of Legends is no different than, say, the skill required or amount exerted as bowling.
Okay, well, how much are the kids who get these scholarships going to get, and how many of them will there be?
We're planning on having three varsity teams, so it's 5v5, so I think it makes sense to have 8 or 9 per team. The kids would get, you know, for the best players, would get 50% tuition and 50% room and board, which comes out to about $19,000.
And you've had nearly 700 inquiries so far.
Absolutely. It's been tremendous.
Were you surprised by that?
I was a little bit, to be honest. I knew it was very popular, and I knew there was this community that hadn't been served, and I think they feel a little bit liberated and vindicated that finally their sport, their passion is going to be represented in a college setting.
Well, and we know that among the people who play this, and there are 27 million people who play League of Legends, they already believe that it's a sport. Many of them do. But there are some parents out there who are thinking to themselves, this is just going to encourage more sedentary behavior. We've been trying to get our kids, you know, outside instead of sitting there playing video games. And now you're saying to them, no, that's a sport that's worthy of a scholarship to college.
Yeah, you know, to be honest, I think they would be doing that anyways. You know, I don't think that providing an option for them to do something that they're good at is going to sort of hinder them from going outside and running around. Even at our school, you know, we have offer intramural athletics, so kids can get involved outside of just League of Legends playing. So there's plenty of opportunity.
Well, and how much time do you expect these scholarship students are going to be spending playing League of Legends during their college career?
Yeah, well, the culture of that gaming environment is, you know, all-nighters fueled by Red Bull and going at it hard. So I think we'll have to put reversed elements into it, saying like, hey, stop practicing, take it easy, make sure you're studying, get to classes, and, you know, be a good citizen within the university.
And you think that'll work?
I hope so. Well, our coach will be in charge of monitoring that for sure.
Kurt Melcher is Associate Athletic Director at Robert Morris University in Chicago. Kurt, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And what do you think about this? We've been asking on Facebook. Mairead Prochka, who's a professor, calls it utter nonsense and a sad comment on how we define fitness. She adds tongue-in-cheek that if she gets these athletes in her classes, she'll begin lectures with 15 minutes of interval sprint training. Michael Richards, and I'm guessing not that Michael Richards, thinks it's a great idea and calls it a step in the right direction. And Josie Barr points out that there are legitimate competitions with big prizes, so why not a scholarship for video game players? Let us know what you think at facebook.com/hereandnowradio or hereandnow.org.
I know a lot of kids are saying right now, see? So